Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to get your ex back, self-improvement. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to get your ex back, self-improvement. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, I suggest that you initially enter what I like to call the no contact period. And this is using my version of the no contact rule. So there are many versions of the no contact rule that you can find online. And I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so you can check out the other ones that I've done, which specifically look into my version of the no contact rule. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about self-improvement and how it is so important to try to get your ex back when used in combination with my version of the no contact rule. So although in this particular podcast, I'm not going to be going in depth on the no contact rule, I'm pretty sure you can understand the very brief, kind of very basic concept that my version of a no contact rule in essence means that there's going to be a period of time where you are not contacting your ex. And it's during this time that you need to be working on yourself and going through self-improvement. The basic principle is that if and when your ex reaches out to you, which in most instances will happen if you do everything right. Now, I must just say a disclaimer that this does not always happen. Unfortunately, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, and anybody who says there is lying. However, you can increase your chances. And as I said, if you do everything right, you stand an excellent chance of your ex one day reaching out to you. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year, but when they do reach out to you, and in most instances they will, you need to make sure you are a better version of yourself than they remember. You need to be what I like to call a version 2.0 of yourself. And the benefit of this is that even if you're in the small minority of people and instances where your ex does not reach out to you, then you are still a better version than you used to be. You're a more improved version of yourself, and hence you will have more self-confidence, you will have higher self-esteem, and even if you don't get your ex back, you will be able to find somebody who is an even better connection for you, and you will be able to have a positive future. So the self-improvement aspect of my concept of how to try to get your ex back is so crucial. So what do I mean by self-improvement? Well, there are an almost endless amount of possibilities. Quite possibly the most common and the most thought of way of self-improvement is in regards to health and fitness. So nearly everybody could improve their health and fitness. You know, there's probably a very small amount of people who are already at their pinnacle, you know, but in most instances, everybody can improve their fitness, their health, and their general kind of looks, you might say, because whether we like it or not, looks are a crucial aspect in relationships. People need to be physically attracted to one another to build a good relationship. We need that emotional attraction, but physical attraction is also important. So health, fitness, they go hand in hand with improving our looks. And then also you might want to consider a fresh style in regards to fashion. But again, that's going off on a bit of a tangent. So when we're thinking of health and fitness, you need to be making sure you're getting the basics right. So are you having enough sleep? Are you having enough exercise? Are you eating healthily? Are you managing to cut out of your life things which are not good for you? Are you making sure that you don't smoke, that you don't take drugs, that you don't drink to excess? Just kind of the basic things which most people probably understand are either good for them or bad for them. You need to make sure you are doing the basics right and improving yourself. So unless you are in that very small minority of people who is probably an athlete or something like that, you know, you could, like 99% of us, improve your fitness, and that will go hand in hand with improving your health. So whether you want to start off small and just go on walks and then increase into longer walks, and then maybe increasing your fitness by going to different types of fitness classes and groups, and all of these things will also be good for you in a mentality type of way, because you are going to be meeting new people, mixing with new people, and that is healthy for your mind as well as your body if you are doing fitness classes, for instance. So what I've just spoke about there is probably something that most people would understand as self-improvement, but there are many other things you can do. So how about your work? What are you doing for work at the minute? What is your job? Do you want to improve? Well, you need to be wanting to improve. You need to have that positive mindset. So look at where you are now and imagine where you can be in the near future, the medium term, and then the long term regarding your job. If you're happy with your job, can you move up the ranks? Can you move up the business or the company? Or maybe you want to try something new. Maybe you want to do something that you love. Maybe that means you need to get some additional education. Probably you might have to do a new college course or something for this. You know, start now, start making that improvement. Learn something new, learn a new skill. I always say it doesn't matter whether you want to learn how to cook, learn how to change a car tire, you know, learn a new skill. Going back to if you wanted to improve your job prospects, then you might want to be doing a more educational class. And again, that is self-improvement. It's putting everything in motion to look at the long term. So whether you want to move up the ranks of your current business, or whether you want to move job and try something new, or how about starting your own business? Maybe you want to go out on your own. Do you have ideas? Are you in the creative industry? If not, do you want to be more creative? Do you want to add more strings to your bow? Do you want to learn how to play an instrument? You know, these things don't necessarily have to connect to your job and how you're earning money. It could just be something for pleasure, just something that you want to learn that is new, something that's creative possibly, something that will set you apart from the person that you are now. You want to be able to look back in a year and say that you are a much better person than you previously were, but you need to do it small, with basic small steps each day. You want to become a better person tomorrow than you are today, and you want to be able to say that you are a better person today than you was yesterday. And this is by making the small steps, the small improvements. If you want to be learning how to cook, you know, as I've just used that example, maybe you don't know how to cook anything at the moment. Well, why not start to learn? You know, it doesn't take long to start practicing, learning how to make something basic in the kitchen. And then you can improve that. Maybe you want to try to learn one new type of menu every week, every few weeks. And then within a couple of months, you can look back and look what you've achieved. Okay? All of these things are self-improvement. All of these things make you a version 2.0 of yourself, because you are a more complete person. So whether that is health and fitness wise, educational wise, maybe it's regarding your job or starting a business, maybe it's creative, you know, and it may or may not connect with a business. You might just want to do it for you. You might want to be learning how to paint, how to play an instrument. You might want to join a choir. You know, it doesn't matter what you want to do, but you want to be a more complete person. Because if and when your ex reaches out to you, that is showing that at that stage they are starting to miss you, and they are starting to miss the original version of you. So can you imagine what a boost it would be when not only are they missing that version of you, but they find out, oh wow, you know, look at all the additional things they can do now, or look how healthy they look, or look how much improvement they are. That is really going to boost your chances, because they're missing the current version of you that you are now. So imagine what they'll do when they realise there's more strings to your bow, when they realise that you're more complete. So it's something that if and when your ex reaches out to you, you don't want to be kind of just saying, hey, look, look, look. You know, you want to just do things subtly, let things naturally go in conversation, especially if and when you start to meet up. They will definitely notice your health and fitness. If you're looking healthier, if you're looking a better weight, for instance, a more healthy weight, maybe you're looking somebody who's more toned, maybe you're just looking more bright and sparkly in yourself. They will notice that straight away. If it's regarding skills and job opportunities or classes that you've joined, then they will learn that through conversation. Maybe they'll say, oh, do you want to meet up on this particular day? And you say, well, I can't, I'm going to my college class, my evening class. And that is something that will then hit home there. So what I'm saying is, you don't really want to be forcing it down their necks if and when they reach out to you. You just want to let things naturally get back to them, naturally drip feed back to them, and then they will realize that you're pushing on with your life, and you've been pushing on with your life without them. So that will make them want you even more, because they're realizing that you're more independently minded. You wasn't just sitting around upset and emotional waiting for them to call. You've been moving on with your life. And if they're not gonna decide to get back in a relationship with you, if they're not gonna take things further, then they will start to realize that you will be attracting new people, because not only are you improving yourself, but you're no doubt mixing with new people as well. Whether it's with new people regarding your job, maybe it's new people in a class or a group to do with education or creativity, or maybe it's just something regarding your health and fitness and you're going down the gym. It doesn't really matter. You're probably going to be mixing with new people, and that is going to start to pull on their jealousy strings. And once that happens, you stand an excellent chance of getting back together with your ex. So as I said, the main thing you need to do when you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back is to implement my version of the no contact rule. So please make sure you check out my other podcasts, which go in depth on that very subject. But whilst you are going through no contact, you need to become a version 2.0 of yourself. Make sure you do the work on yourself and go through self-improvement so that you give yourself every opportunity to make your ex want to get back with you. Because ultimately, if you want to get your ex back, you need to be a better person than the person you were when they decided to end the relationship. With or without your ex, you will have a positive future.